This is awesome. This is
really good.
This is a kick-ass burger.
This is a great burger.
Now, if you want something that's good and hot, just eat a hamburger. It'll hit the spot. You can see them on the grill. Go and flip it if not. Makes you want to do the bucket to the hamburger hot. They're open up 24 hours a day. Just waiting and hoping all the folks will say, put a burger on the grill. Do a flip it if not. Put an onion in the middle and a pickle on top.
Two men, two burgers, some beer. It's the Montreal Burger Report with Ed Hocko and Chris Hand.
Just ain't nothing finer, no, nothing's quite so new. Then digging it away, doing the sizzling real, like the burgers always do. You real should go because it's swept the land. Everybody's going to the hamburger stand. When they put them on the grill, do a flip and a flop. Everybody does a burger to the hamburger house.
Good day and welcome to the final part of the second episode of the Montreal Burger Report. In this part, Ed Hocko and Chris Zeke Hand finish their burgers and start to discuss the philosophy, aesthetics, and principles behind burgers and burger joints. In between paragraphs, Ed defends the fries at restaurant Au Feu Bistro Allumé. Unfortunately, before we had our chance to rave to the world about how good their burgers were, restaurant Au Feu Bistro Allumé closed, which truly is a pity. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show, podcast, blog, something or other, whereupon Ed and Chris go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms, try to inform you about how wonderful the wide world of burgers in Montreal are. We hope that you enjoy it as much as we do.
Yeah, your concept of the Montreal burger versus mine. And that is, to me, one thing that I'm fascinated with is how in Montreal there are dozens of places. I was about to say thousands, but then realized, no, this isn't thousands. There are dozens of places that make unique burgers. Burgers that you can't get any place. This burger here we have tonight is a very, very nice burger, particularly scrumptious, but it is relatively generic.
And it's generic in concept, but there's also execution.
Mm-hmm.
It's concept and execution, two different things.
But to me, it's initially it was, to me, it's how you, the difference between, which one, Delilah Burger, a Coppoli Burger, a Dick Ann's Burger, a burger at La Paris, they are like night and day. They're the difference between like Boreal Blonde and Griffin Blonde and Tremblay and Belgo something.
Whatever.
And it's, yeah, once you realize that each place has their own separate individual style of burger, you say, oh, this is cool, and you can compare them. And I was initially thinking of, oh, the generic burger places, what do they got to add to the mix?
Right.
It's like, okay, so yes, if I'm going to a place and all they serve is Budweiser, I will drink the Budweiser. But
it's see, I'll sneak in a flask. Anyway, yeah.
And so there to, yeah, to where your take seems to be that, okay, no, any place that has hamburger on the menu is fair game.
You're saying that that's what I'm saying?
That's what it sounds like.
No, I was just saying that. No, I didn't say that.
Oh, meat market here, they're sort of generic burgers. I guess they might be sloppy burgers as opposed to plain burgers, but they don't have anything special about them to...
What this has special about is that it's really friggin' good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
that's about why they've been in business for 20 years.
Exactly. No, that's just it. I mean, there are many burger joints. Mm-hmm. I won't even say burger joints. There are many restaurants that you go to that have burgers. Some places like M Burger and this place Buns that's on St. Catherine, they specialize in burgers. There's not so many places around that specialize in burgers, you know, outside of the fast food chains.
As I mentioned, there's La Paris, there's Dick Ann's, right, exactly. There's Capoli, there's Delilah. No, I actually, in my initial list, topped out at about 15 or 16.
Really?
There are like more than a
so
dozen.
So why are we here? Let's go to your place. So now that you're finished, I'm almost finished, as good as finished. I'm taking a break while I eat some fries. If you were to pass judgment on this burger, what would your judgment be?
It's the burger, which spectacular, wonderful, and great. But because of the generic nature of it, it is not something that is jumping out of me as worth, oh, we gotta go to Au Feu for burgers. To to me, it's like, yes, Dick Ann's, you're making a hot. La Paris, you're making a hot. This is just nice, solid, good fare, great fare. But there's something, as you say, in the execution, or no, in the presentation, I think would be your terminology, that just knocks it down a notch, where I'd say like the burger itself is like a 9 out of 9, or a 10 out of 10, or an 11 out of 11, however you want to cut it, doesn't matter to me there, but yeah, for me to say, okay, I'm going to like wake up and I want an Ofer burger, no, I'm certain we will be finding more 9 out of 9, 10 out of 10, and 11 out of 11 burgers.
Possibly, yeah.
This place, knowing that I'm going to be in the neighborhood, I would then suggest it. It isn't something that I would trek to the neighborhood to say that I gotta go.
It's a good way of putting it. Mm-hmm. You know, because as you said, this burger these burgers that we had tonight are, you know, in terms of originality, they're a little bit original. It's not just like pickle and ketchup, whatever. But
I thought that was the type of burger you liked.
Yeah, but you know, I'm willing to stretch things a little bit. So the concept of the burgers is interesting, but not particularly original. However, they do seem to execute them very well based on the two samples we had tonight. So for that reason, I basically take the same opinion as you. If I was around about this neighborhood and I was thinking I'd really like a burger now, this is probably based at least on our limited research so far, because we're still fairly new into this. This would be my first choice for this neighborhood, because, you know, it's even a quiet night here. Mm-hmm. Quiet night in a restaurant can not bode well sometimes, you know.
Although if you notice,
another
table has come in. Somebody else came in to
chat with the bartender. And it is only 8 o'clock or something, so maybe we got here too early. But that's just it. It's good execution of a burger that's, you know, interesting enough to be interesting, if that makes any sense. So, I'd rate this as a success.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it is a sloppy burger or a...
It's mid-sloppy.
Sort of like, okay, it'll clean up after itself.
Well, yeah, as in, like,
burger.
I'm not swearing at the thing because it's falling apart and running all over my hands and things. It's a little goopier than I would prefer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said before, I would take off the mayonnaise and put a little dab of mustard instead, but no, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Next time, as opposed to waiting for the mayonnaise and the ketchup, say, okay, and can we get some mustard too? Mm-hmm. Oh, and you finished your fries too.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were 7 out of 10 fries, but
no.
Still they're fries. No.
Not the fries either. I just was eating them because they're there.
And you actually didn't eat so many. Well, that's true. I just have a thing for fries. You know, I like potatoes cooked in oil with salt on them, period. So it's one of those things where, you know, there's a famous line from Woody Allen, something about sex and pizza being kind of similar, because even when it's not good, it's still pretty good.
No, I've had really bad pizza. Is there any final comments you'd like to say? Any parting words? Any parting shots? Any... Oh, I missed that one.
I would say this is definitely a place to come back to if you're in the neighborhood and you want a good burger.
I was pleasantly surprised. I was not expecting an awful lot.
Exactly.
I was sort of a little bit keen by the minimalist burger sort of thing, saying, I can show you a minimalist burger.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you went and chose a sloppy.
I did. It was a bit sloppy. It wasn't the sloppiest burger ever. It was a little sloppy. But no, it's a good burger. I don't know if I would, you know, take a $30 taxi across town for this burger. But certainly, if I'm in this area and I want a good burger that's, you know, not too sloppy, nicely cooked, good service, cheap beers to go with it, bingo. This is
the beers are going to give you hangovers.
Beers that will give some people a hangover. So,
okay.